The UK Report.
Yes, well, let's go to Adam in London because he warned us about this yesterday, this Hurricane Ophelia. Adam.
Yeah, certainly the remnants of Hurricane Ophelia, and by saying remnants, it doesn't really reduce its power. We're talking 97-mile-an-hour winds, 156 kph. I mean, this is faster than Brett Lee at his fastest. It has hit the western bit of the British Isles. So we're talking the Republic of Ireland, Northern Ireland, the tip of Wales, and ultimately western Scotland. And unfortunately, three people have been killed, two by falling trees on their cars, one in a chainsaw accident as he was trying to cut things back. We know that there are 380,000 homes without power. Numerous schools and businesses and roads and bridges are closed, again, in those areas of the western British Isles, torrential rain and so forth. But I have to say, in England, the vast majority of England, I mean, it's obviously quite scary for some parts otherwise, in England it was weirdly warm. The hurricane has blown jellyfish into our waters. And for much of today, because of the Sahara Desert sand that was picked up by the hurricane, we had yellow and red skies. It was really quite dramatic.
Yeah, I must say, the stories that we're getting here, though, are that trees have been knocked down. I mean, this is southeast of Ireland. And 10-metre waves, 360,000 homes and businesses without electricity, and Ireland's electricity supply board are saying it's an unprecedented event that will affect every part of Ireland for days. 170 flights from Dublin and Shannon cancelled.
We really don't get hurricanes, but we're getting one right now.
Absolutely. And what about justice in Dubai?
Well, here we go. Yeah, this is a Scottish electrician. I mean, they always say you should know your local bylaws.
Or don't go.
Yeah, for alleged public indecency, even though the accuser has actually dropped the complaint. This guy, Jamie Harron, his terrible offence was, as he puts it, he basically stumbled in a bar, put his hand on another man's hip to steady himself rather than spill his drink all over him, and look, hey presto, he ends up in jail. Jamie says, you know, it was simply to avoid spilling his drink, and the guy himself has dropped the charge, but he's already been held for 3 months. He's been sentenced to 30 days for drinking alcohol. He's lost his job in the meantime as an electrician, and he's due in court in another 6 days.
For touching the hip of another man in a bar.
He could end up with 3 years in jail, potentially.
Dubai. Well done. Good God. That's Adam in London.